And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you, and I'm now here via telephone with Representative Roger Marshall. Congressman, welcome.
Brady, glad to be back on K-Man, ready to kind of give you guys an update. Looking forward to the conversation.
All right. First things first, funding the government, kind of an important thing. What's kind of latest on that? I know that there's still some negotiations made and a January 19th deadline on that.
Exactly, Brady, and I appreciate you asking about it. As you all may recall, right before Christmas, we passed a short-term continuing resolution to fund the government through January the 19th. Well, guess what? It's almost January the 19th, and unfortunately, I don't think we're real close to a deal being done. Right now, at very high levels, they're negotiating what they call budget caps. I just literally walked out of a meeting with Speaker Paul Ryan, and he thinks that they're actually pretty close on figuring out what those caps are going to be, but it's going to take another month to actually kind of figure out all to dot the I's and cross the T's to fund the government. And what this is so frustrating to me, not only does this, of course, impact the military, it impacts Kansas State University. Whenever we have these short-term solutions, it doesn't allow research centers like Kansas State to be able to do long-term planning. So I'm very focused on trying to come up with long-term solutions. It's maybe even harder than I thought it was going to be, but absolutely am committed towards figuring these out. And I think, you know, it's going to take some bipartisan solutions because we need 60 votes over on the Senate to get this done.
Is there unity, at least from the Republican side, to get things going? I know there's always talk about a lot of infighting within the party sometimes. How's that looking?
You know, Brady, I think that we're like any family or like any organization, that we don't always exactly agree on all the specifics, but I think our goal, our vision is very much the same, that we don't want to add to our national debt. We want to make sure that we have strong national security and a strong military, and we all agree that long-term solutions are better. And then it kind of comes to trade-offs. So you life is not perfect. You know, how do you keep the government open and not add to the national debt? So I think that there's great discussions, and I think the Republican Party has grown so much as a family from the first day I was here until now that I don't see fighting. I see professional discourse where maybe we don't agree in all the specifics, but we agree on those same visions and the same goals.
Is the president taking any leadership with this effort, or is he letting Congress kind of talk it through and find a solution?
The president is becoming more and more of a leader, more and more involved every day. You know, again, just walked out of this meeting with Paul Ryan, and he talked very specifically, he and Kevin McCarthy, 4 days at Camp David. I guess Paul Ryan got lost at one point in time, but was able to find his way back to the correct room. I guess it's a big, big park out there. But anyway, the president is establishing much more leadership. And I think yesterday you saw that leadership, that he thought they were making minimal progress on DACA. And he made all the parties, all the people, both the Senate and the House, Republicans and Democrats, get together in one room and amazingly did it live on TV, which I think was a brilliant move on his part. I don't know if you got to see that or not, but I think to make these people put a few of their cards on the table was a great move by the president.
I'm glad you mentioned DACA, and we'll get back to DACA in just a second. But sticking with funding the government, and you mentioned the impact with K-State, January 19th is that deadline. How confident do you feel about Congress meeting that deadline and figuring this out?
Well, certainly I think we're going to figure out a short-term solution to keep the government open. I don't think closing the government solves anything at this point in time. So I think that we will keep the government open, but it won't be a good long-term solution yet. We still have to work the numbers to come up with a long-term solution to fund the rest of the fiscal year.
And let's go ahead and talk about DACA. That's a subject you've spoken out quite a bit against over last year, and now it kind of bleeds over into this year.
Right. So DACA is actually something we've tried to show leadership on. That we've always started by saying, whatever immigration issue you're talking about, it all starts with security. That we need strong border security, so we're not repeating the same mistake in 10 years. So that 10 years from now, we're not dealing with a new group of DACA kids. But this is a big, big issue when you think about Garden City and liberal cities that have English as a second language. Maybe 80% of their kids are English as a second language in grade school. So this is a huge issue. The further south and west you get in Kansas, I'm very committed to figuring out bipartisan solutions to it. And I absolutely think we're getting closer. Sometimes it feels like Mrs. Pelosi's holding everybody hostage over this issue, but I'm very committed to solving this problem. Even just recently, I had, I think, our fourth bipartisan freshman discussion of immigration, and we'll be leading our fifth one next week as well.
And it's definitely a situation that easily pulls on the heartstrings of folks when you consider the fact that these are folks that were born here. They didn't have a choice in that matter, and it just seems like everybody wants to do right by these DACA kids.
Yeah, certainly we want to do right. Now, these were kids that were brought here, so they were probably born in another country, and they were brought here illegally through no fault of their own. So it was not their fault that they've been here. And I would just say this about these kids. This is their home. Most of these kids don't speak Spanish or any other language, so this certainly is their home, and we need to figure out what we can do to help them. And I think, you know, there's several, you know, basic issues that we have to deal with. Certainly we have to make the border more secure. We have to figure out what we're going to do with chain migration and what we're going to do with the lottery as well. So those are a few of the dials that we're still tweaking. I think what it's great to see is the, you know, basically what the president wants is $18 billion to secure the border. I never have thought that we were going to build a wall the entire length of that the border with Mexico. I think there's a smart border. There's other ways to do this. So I think we're getting closer, and the president is certainly committed to getting the border secure. And he's, like Trump always says, he thinks he can do this under budget and on time.
And let's move on to tax reform and, I guess, some of the latest from that.
Well, certainly just great news. If you see what's happening across the country, where there's been lots and lots of big companies that are talking about adding more jobs and giving people raises and bonuses, and every day, you know, we see more and more of these people, more and more of these companies doing this, and that's exactly what we thought would be happening, is that the companies would be increasing jobs as well as wages. Looking forward to a couple more announcements tomorrow from another company. I don't want to take away their excitement, but some big things happening. Just talked to a small company in Hays, Kansas earlier this morning that's going to add some jobs because of this tax reform. So I look forward to going back and talking more about tax reform. The town halls I did last week, everywhere I went, people were grabbing me, telling me thanks. Thanks for tax reform. We think it's going to be a great thing. We think it's going to help the continued recovery of this economy.
Was there any different opinions on that you ran across?
You know, very minimal. Of all the people I met, I can only think of two that were concerned about it. And it was more little tweaks as opposed to, oh, my gosh. So I would think, you know, if there was a random sample of people that I met, 98% of the people said this should be a great opportunity. And especially just those hardworking Kansans who have two kids, the things that they're talking about is that, number one, they're going to see maybe over $2,000 more of their hard-earned money they're going to keep in their paychecks. So we look forward to February and March when people open those paychecks and they're going to see more money in there. And that's going to come about because we're doubling the child tax credit from $1,000 to $2,000, and we doubled the standard deduction. And I think most Americans get that at the end of the day, they're going to get to keep more of their hard-earned money, and that's got to be a good thing.
Of course, with everything, there's a cost to it. Have you heard concerns about that as far as projections on the national debt with the tax reform plan and those sort of things?
Oh, absolutely, and I think, you know, once we kind of sit down and talk about it, I think people feel more reassured. There's nothing more worrisome to me than our $20 trillion national debt. When I go to bed at night, if you would say, gosh, what are you concerned about? And that would be on my list of things I do. Sit there and pray for wisdom on how to deal with that particular issue. This is how I would answer, you know, the concern is all these projections of adding to the national debt are assuming a 2% GDP growth. If we have 4 years of 3% GDP growth, that's going to take care of $1 trillion of the debt alone. So we think that we can average this 3% GDP and start paying down the debt. And just think about it. We just now finished our third quarter in a row of greater than 3% GDP growth. January's off to a roaring start. Their retirement funds are looking good. So there's so many great things happening in the economy that we just want to continue down this road.
All right. Anything else, Congressman, that you want to go over?
Well, Brady, I can't help but mention we got a big, big basketball game Saturday. My Wildcats are traveling to Lawrence to play the Jayhawks. Our team looks really good. A young man from my neck of the woods from down there at St. John, looking forward to getting to watch him play on TV this weekend. And just want to wish the Wildcats a great game and a great day.
I think everybody can agree on that. Thanks so much, Congressman, for joining us, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again here soon.
Thanks for having me, Brady.
Congressman Roger Marshall speaking with us. We'll be back with more In Focus after this.